2003年7月12日 Janet 錄音。
Okay, which book do you want to read? Can you choose one? You need a stool to read a book, do you? I've got to sit here. I've got to sit on that. Here. And what book do you want to read then?Well, you put the volume down so you don't get anything out. What are we going to read? This one? Okay, so the 12 animal characters.Okay, so there are 12 different animals, right? Each year is a different one, and they all together they make up the Chinese zodiac. Do you remember their names?
Yeah.
What animals? There were the mouse. Can you remember any others?
Yes.
Mouse.
Oh, one thing.
Well, that's two of the animals working in the field. Looks like the pig, and what's this one?
It's a mummy.
Yeah, a mummy, but it's a mummy ox, I think. So there was a mouse, an ox, a tiger. What others?
Look at this.
It's like a cat, isn't it? Right, it's a cat.
A mouse.
Okay, what about this one?What's this one? Like a peacock to me. What about this one?
I don't know.
Well, very ugly. And he can fly and flames come out of his mouth. So what's he? He's a dragon. A dragon.And what's this one? He's got 100 legs. Do you know his name? The centipede. Centipede means he's got 100 feet. Yeah. So all the animals got up together. They were going to have a competition in front of the Jade Emperor. The mouse got up very early and started out. He didn't wake up the cat because he thought the cat was faster than him.All kinds of animals went for the competition. Alas, they came to a wide river. I can't swim, many of them said, and they just stopped. And then the kind-hearted ox came. Would you please give us a ride, they asked. No problem, the ox said. Soon many animals jumped on his back, including the mouse, the rabbit, the snake, the cock, and so on.As the mouse held onto the horns, he jumped off when the ox was near the shore. So the mouse was the first, and the ox the second. Okay, here are all the animals together. Can you say what they are? What's this animal? That's a long animal that goes along the ground. It can bite you. Not really. But a real snake would bite you. Snake.
Nobody
said it. Oh? Snake, yeah, sir. Snake. Yes, I'm sure. What? Yeah, it's a bad snake. What about this? Remember this one, the big one which breathes fire? Fire breathing. Breathes flames all over you. It's a dragon. What about this one?
No monkey.
So a monkey is like you, yeah. It's your friend. What about this one? What's this one? It's a mouse, I think. The next winners in order were the tiger. Yeah, he came first because the ox pulled them all over. And that this one was on his head and he jumped off the ox's head, so he got onto the bank first. Okay, he's giving them a tow over. You can see the other animals in the water. Watch this one. It's a rabbit. What are they all doing? Why are they in the water? Why are they swimming? Well, they want to get from this bank to this bank here. So they jump in the water. There's no bridge, so they've got to swim across. Okay, so each year the right animals takes care of the babies that are born that year. But the cat was very angry because the mouse had tricked him. Yeah, because the mouse had tricked the cat during the competition. And the dragon got the horns from the cock. And the cockerel was very angry, so his coxcomb, his bit on top, turned red. He was angry with the centipede. And when he finds a centipede, he always tries to eat it. Oh, because the centipede played a trick on him. Go back a bit. So, can we go back? The mouse and the cat made an agreement to help each other to win the contest. The lion didn't want to take part because he said, I'm the king already, so why should I take part in competition? Watch this animal. Watch this one. He's the lion. Who's talking to him? Who's talking to the lion? Who's that? Oh, that's the lion. Who's this talking to him?
Mouse.
Yeah, he's trying to get him to join the competition, but the lion just wants to rest. Oh, he says, I'm the king already. The lion's the king of animals. He's the top animal, so he doesn't need to take part in the competition. The dragon wanted to take part, okay? And he had no horns on his head. So he went to find the cockerel, the cock. Okay, and the dragon said, lend me your horns. And then they got the centipede to promise that he'd make sure the dragon gave the horns back. So the cock agreed to lend them. Okay. They went across the river, but the cat wasn't able to swim, so the cat had to stay on this side, but the mouse got over. The mouse went without waking the cat up, so the cat was very angry with the mouse, so that's why cats always chase mice and eat them. And the dragon wouldn't give the cock his horns back. But the centipede had promised to make the dragon give them back, and he didn't do it. So the cock was very angry with the centipede. And when he saw a centipede, because the centipede had said, I'll make sure the dragon gives you your horns back. But he didn't do it. The dragon kept the horns, so the cock hasn't got any horns now. So the cock is angry with the centipede. And the mouse didn't wake the cat up in the morning. The mouse just started the journey himself and didn't bother waking up the cat. So the cat's angry with the mouse. So cats often chase mice and cocks often chase centipedes.
I want to see another one.
Okay, put that one back first. Where's it go? You want this one? The big one? Look at the big one. It was there. You put it there. You put it in. Just put it to the side now. Need my help. It's a bit difficult to move the wall, isn't it? There it goes. And this one. Big one. Big one. Did Janie go do this? Okay. Things I like. Oh, where are they? On the swimming pool. Here's the beginning. Children in this book, Katie and Ollie, are not real. They came out of my imagination. They seemed very real from the first moment I drew them on the page. Ollie has only just stopped being a baby, of course, and he hasn't learned to speak properly yet. Can you speak properly? Yeah, you can speak now. I'm not a baby anymore. He speaks Ollie language most of the time. Do you speak Janet language? Sometimes. But Katie understands what he says better than most people. I always knew what their names were, even though most of the rhymes and stories are written in Katie's voice. Three other very important characters, apart from Mum and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa, are there too. Yeah, who's that?
Why?
Well, because they're on the family, same as our family. Right? That's Katie, the cat. Who's this? That's Daddy, and this is Mummy. What are they wearing? What are these? Got seatbelts on. Do you know why? Why are they wearing seatbelts?
Because it's a car.
It's a car. You've got to wear the seatbelts because if you have to stop suddenly, this will stop you crashing into the window in front of you. Now she's in the park with her friend. Now she's talking to a lady at the supermarket. Do you like going to the supermarket? Yeah. Now, Ollie isn't walking. Where's he riding? Where's he riding? Where's he sitting? You know what this is called? Trolley, sitting in the trolley. We don't normally use a trolley, we use a basket. Grown-ups like chatting too. Sometimes these chats go on for rather a long time, so the children get bored. They're all very bored. The dogs are bored as well. The lady next door is an especially good chatter. What's Mummy doing here? What's Mummy doing? What's Mummy doing there? Yeah, she's stirring something. She's stirring something and she's cooking. What room are they in? In the bedroom?
Wow.
Coloured magnets stuck on the refrigerator. So Mum's very busy, she doesn't want to talk to the children. So Katie goes off and talks to her doll, Emily.
Is that baby? Hmm?
No, I don't think so. He's a friendly dog. Not going to eat him. Going to play with him. Mummy's too busy to talk. The baby likes to chat on his toy telephone and makes lots of calls. Who do you think he's telephoning to? Who's he speaking to?
Mummy.
Mummy, you think? I think, well, not Mummy, she's busy. Who else do you think?
Bongo.
Grandpa, probably, yeah. Yeah, you normally telephone Grandpa. Mm-hmm. One page at a time. That's 2 pages. Yes, I can chat to Grandma and Grandpa on the real telephone. Some of the best chats of all are with Dad when he comes to say goodnight. Mm-hmm. So, her doll has got a little bed of his own as well. Mudlarks, I like mud. Do you like mud? We don't normally let you play in that. That's dirt mixed up with water. Soil and water, mud. Slippy, sloppy, squelchy, go when you tread it in. Make it into mud pies. Stir it up in puddles. Oh, look, they're very dirty.
Why?
Because they're playing with the mud. Playing with mud. I do like mud. Do you like mud?
No.
No, I don't like mud either. Other things you like. Shiny boots, brand new. Pale shoots poking through in the garden. Out and about, run down the path. You like running down the path. Can you remember running down Old Peak Road last Saturday? Who did we see last Saturday?
Yeah,
a big bad wolf. Well, maybe, but who else? Do you remember who we met? Who did we have lunch with? We went to the peak. And we went round Lugard Road. We walked round. And there were three people with us. Can you remember who it was? Carol, Auntie Carol, yeah, who else? Yeah, Uncle Kenny, yeah. And another uncle. Can you remember who?
Uncle
John. Uncle John was the other one. What did we do after you'd had lunch? What did we do after we had lunch? Where did we go? Went to a playground. And then you played on an inflatable slide. On the right. You played with an inflatable slide. Okay, look at the other page of the book. So what's she doing here? What's she carrying? What's she carrying? A stick.
Why?
Well, I think she wants to play with it. What's the dog doing?
To eat.
To eat her?
No.
To eat the steak?
No.
What does he want to eat? What does he want to eat?
I want to eat the birds.
The birds?
The birds.
He wants to eat the birds. Do you think he'll catch them?
No.
No, why not? Because the birds can fly away. Now, what's this on the line?
A cross.
Yeah, why are they on? Why is Mummy put them? They're wet, that's right. Mummy's hung them out to dry. Now, in England, most people have got gardens, so they can hang the washing out like that. But in Hong Kong, we can't do it. So we put it on things like that, or hang it in the window. I like green grasshoppers. Gooseberries, cat's eyes, green lettuce, green peas. Do you like lettuce? Do you like peas? Yeah. Do you like running in the grass? You remember we saw a lot of grass and trees last Saturday? Yeah, a little boy. There's a little girl here. I think the little boy, that's Ollie, who's almost just a baby, and sitting with his mummy under the tree. Grass as far as you can see, like green waves in a green sea. Playing! What's she doing here? She's on ice, she's sliding, slither, moving like that over something. See how I can, what's she doing? Throwing the ball. What's he doing? What's not still she? What's she doing here? What are these? What are these round things coming out?
Yeah,
bubbles. She's blowing bubbles. Blowing bubbles. What's she doing here? What's she doing here?
What's this?
Oh, they've got masks on, so they look like monsters. Do you look like a monster?
No.
No or yes?
No.
Do I look like a monster?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, but watch out for monsters, they could get you. Oh, what's she doing here? Oh, going on one leg, what do we call that? She's hopping. She can hop. Can you hop? Can you walk on one leg? Yes. Yeah. And what's she doing here? That's hopping still, yeah. Yeah, well, you can hop when you hang on to me. Yeah. She's got a skipping rope. She's skipping. What are they doing? You want the skipping rope?
Yes.
Yeah, where is it? Where's your skipping rope then? Do you know where it is? It's in one of the drawers. I think it's in the top drawer. Oh, we've got the bird going. Where's the skipping room? Want me to come? Find it. Let's have a look. I have to ask them to say. Want to play with that? Okay, that's some wrap. Some packaging. That's some packaging there. Okay, what are we going to do with that then? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? Many things in here, I can't find anything. What are you going to do with that? Make a creaky noise. Can you do that? Make a creaky noise. What are you doing? You're counting them. Counting little shapes. How many? How many of them are there? What are you trying to do? Press them flat. You put your hand inside. You want to do that? Okay, here you go. Oh, now you're a monster. You've got a big hand. Oh, monster! A monster! A monster is chasing you. Okay. What are you going to do with your big hand? Oh, I'm going to bite you. Make it like a mouth. Bite people with your special hand. Oh.
Be a bad monster.
Be a bad monster, right.
Monster there.
Where? It's a monster there?
Yes.
So lots of monsters in here. Where? Yeah. Where?
Monsters there.
Monsters there?
And here, and here, and here.
Everywhere. So what are we going to do? Going to hit them? I can't see them. Is there a monster here?
Here.
There. Well, it's gone away. Yeah, doesn't like that. Are they all gone? Are there any monsters left? Have they all gone away?
Hit the monsters.
Hit the monsters.
Right.
Are monsters here as well? There's no monsters here, it's just to save cleaning the battle. No, and this has made the monsters go away. So she can work. What are you doing there? Monsters have gone. You want to watch the TV? Oh, we can in a few minutes. I think we've got to get all the monsters out first. I think there's two monsters in your bedroom. Can you get them out? There's one behind the door, and there's one on the bed. You go and find them.
Okay.
There's a monster behind the door in your bedroom. You tell it to come out. It's hiding behind the door. Can you go and bring it out? Tell it to come out.
Come out!
Right. Has it come? There's still one on the bed. Tell it to get up.
okay.
Get up! Pillow, get up!
He hasn't got up.
Yes.
Oh, do we have to pull him up?
Yes.
Can you give me a hand? Can you pull him up? Can you push him out? Should we take him back in the living room?
Okay.
Make him sit down?
Okay.
Push him hard, push him, it's very heavy. Push, push. Push him harder. Use your big hand. Use your big hand, push him. We push him out the door because you're not allowed to keep monsters in this estate. Push him out. Push him out. You push him through there and he goes down his thing. Bye bye monster. Right, shall we see what Katie's doing in the book?
Okay.
All right, let's have a look. Oh, what are you doing with that? You're trying to hit me with your big hand. I'm not a monster.
I'm a monster.
You're a monster?
Yes.
Oh, right. So now you're a monster, I'm not. What are they doing here?
Oh, hi, Esther.
Maybe. But what's he trying to do? He's trying to climb up on the chair. Do you do that?
No.
Yes, you do. Telling lies. You do that quite often. You often climb up on chairs. What's he doing or she doing? She's balancing on one foot.
Yeah.
And what are the children doing there?
Hide and seek.
Yeah, that's right. They're playing hide and seek. Right.
Hide and seek,
hide and seek. Let's see. What have you got here? Bulbs in pots.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, baby's in the car. What's Daddy doing?
Baby.
What's Daddy doing there?
I don't know.
I think he's washing the car.
What's Mommy doing?
I think she's cleaning the car. Cleaning her, yeah, she's cleaning a car, or is it she or he? Someone with another car, another family, I think. Lots of people are cleaning their cars. I think they live within a place without any garages. They can't put the cars there, so they have to leave them in the street. Green vegetables, trees in bud. You don't see it in Hong Kong so much because the trees have leaves all year, but in England, they'll have no leaves in the winter, and then little buds will grow like this in the spring. And they'll turn into leaves. Sky in puddles, ripples in mud, birds in bushes singing loud, sun tucked up in a bed of cloud. You've seen that. Oh, where are the children there? Where are the children? Where are the children? Where are the children? Where are the children? They're in the
water
swimming pool. Yeah. What's he learning? He's learning how to swim. Can you swim?
Yes.
Oh, not yet. You only paddle a bit. I like water, the shallow, splashy, paddly kind. The hold on tight, it's deep kind. Slosh it out of buckets. When you throw water and it makes a big noise, slosh. Do you like throwing water at people? Do you like throwing water at people?
No.
No, oh, I think you're telling lies again.
Oh, cat!
A cat? Where's the cat?
No, it's a baby.
Yeah, what's the baby doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? Stomping through the water. Splosh, splosh. Now, what's she doing here?
Hide and seek.
Yeah, where's she hiding? Where's she hiding?
In a pillow.
Oh, man. When it's on a chair, it's a cushion. Yeah, it's like a pillow.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. She's hiding behind the coat.
Why?
Well, because she's playing hide and seek with her brother. Brother's looking for her. Under a bush in the garden is a very good place to hide. So is a big umbrella, or down at the end of the bed. Sometimes Dad hides behind a newspaper. Well, because he wants to be left alone so he can read without people disturbing him. Quite right, too. And Mum hides behind a book on the sofa. You can even hide under a hat. So these people are keeping, well, not much sun to keep off. But they're trying to sleep, so they cover their eyes with the hats.
Why?
They don't want people to keep them awake. They don't want any light on their faces. They just want to go to sleep. Where are they? Where's this? Where are they? At the